Chaitanya Charitamrita class. This is the third story from Madhya Lila, chapter 15, October 26th. Gauranga's mysterious Vijayadasmi Lila. Does everyone agree with that? Vijayadasmi, Dasmi is a day of the month, which happened a few days ago. And Vijay means victory. Vishesh Jaya means a very special and complete and full victory, which is the very day that Ramachandra killed Ravana and rescued Sita. It was in October so-and-so, you know, 1 million, you know, BC or whatever it was. It was along 3,079 BC. Somewhere way back there. So now we're saying Gauranga is mysterious Vijayadasmi Lila. So yesterday we left off that he was speaking to Shivas Pandit in a very sweet way, and he has his arm around his neck. He's embraced him, has his arm around his neck, and he's talking about his mother. And he said, gee, I took sannyas, and maybe I shouldn't have done that. My mother's not happy. And Mahabhu goes on, verse 50 of chapter 15. Batula bala kera mata nahi laya dosh. Hey, Jani Matamori na Karaya Rosh. Gauranga said to Shivas, a mother is not offended by her mad son. And knowing this, my mother is not offended by me. Because in the previous verse he said, I'm mad. Batu. Ki kaya sanyase more prema nijadan je kali sanyas kailun chana hailaman. Shivas, I had no business in accepting the renounced order and sacrificing my love for my mother, which is my real property. Actually, I was in a crazy state of mind when I accepted sannyas. Nila chale achan muni tanhara agate madhya madhe asimo chandra chana dekite. Shivas, I am staying here in Jagannath Puri, Nilachala, to comply with Mother Sachi's orders. But at intervals, I go from Puri to Mayapur to see my mother. And Shivas is thinking, Acha, I've never seen you. Gauranga says, Nityajai Deki Muni Tanhara Charane Spurti Gyane Tenota Satyanahi Mane. Indeed, Shivas, I go to Mayapur to see my mother every day. I see her lotus feet. But my mother cannot feel my presence. And she does not believe this to be true. She thinks that my son is in Puri, 1,200 kilometers away. And I'm in Mayapur. Etin shalyana vyanjana panchasat shakmocha kanta brishta patola nimapat limbuada kanda dari dugda kanda sar shalagrame samarpilena bahu upahar. Shivas, one day my mother Shachi was offering food to our family shalagram Shila, Vishnu. Shachi offered so many wonderful preparations, including rice and shali patties and vegetables, spinach and banana flour cutty, and fried porto with neem leaves and ginger and lemon and yogurt and milk and sugar candy and many other foods. Prasada lana kole karina krandhan nimaira priyamora e sabha vyanjan. Taking the food upon her lap, my mother was crying to think that all this food is very dear to her Nimai. So she was alone in the temple. Her husband had died earlier. Her eldest son, Vishrup, had already left and taken sannyas. Her second son, Nimai Pandit, Sachi Nandan, he had left and taken sannyas. Now it was just this old widow, Sachi Mata, and this young widow of 18 years old, or no, 14 years old. A 14-year-old widow named Vishnupriya Prananatha Nadia Bihari. Vishnupriya was there, and she was only four. She was 10 when she got married, and 14 when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. He was 20 when he got married to Vishnupriya, and 24. Young, tender girl. And Mother Shachi was 60 or 70. And they were all alone. So she's cooking this offering, she's taking, oh, my Nimai Priya. She's in love. Nimai Priya means, these are Priya, his Priya Bhog, Priya Vyanjan. Nimai, like you have your favorite vegetables, your favorite savories. Like, what do you like? Oh, I like kachoris. No, I like samosas. No, I like rasgullas. No, I like rasmalai. I like everything. Some people are all-arounders. Let's say you have, what are your unfavorite vegetables? An unfavorite? Unfavorite? Nothing really. I'll take it all. So this is Priya Bhog. Nimai's Priya Bhog. Oh, these things are so dear to Nimai. I used to feed him with my own hand, and he smiled and he said, oh mother, I like so much. I would pinch his cheek and he looked so beautiful. Ding 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 ding. Hidam Vyanjana Mishana Paniyajanam Navedyam Kling Krishnaya Namaha. Ding 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 ding. Shivas. Imani Nahika Eta. Ki kare bhojan moritane ashu jale bharila nayan. Shivas. My mother was thinking, Nimai is not here. Who will accept all this food? As my mother meditated upon me in this way, her eyes were flooded with tears. Ashu jale bharila nayan. Same breath as Hindi. Bhara means heavy, heavily laden, saturated, full of tears, nayan in his eyes. Shigra jai muni sava karinu bakshan shunya patra deki ashu kariya marjan kiyana vyanjan kaila shunya kene pat balagopal kiva kaila sababat Kiva mora kataya man, brahmahana gila, kiva kona jantu asi, sakala kaila, kiva miyana patre, brahmena padila, eta chinti paka patra jana dekila, anavyanjana purna deki sakala bhajane, dekiya shamshaya haila kichir chamatkaram. While Shachi was thinking and crying, I immediately went there with great haste and ate everything. Seeing the dish empty, she wiped her tears away. Mahaprabhu is in Puri. His mother is in Mayapur, in Mahaprabhu Bhava. She's making an offering to the Kula Devata of Shalagram, Vishnu. She's meditating that after I offer this bhoga to Shalagram, this Vishnu Prasad, I would feed to my son, Nimai, Priya Vyanjana. These were his favorite vegetables. Oh, please not here. So she would cry, thinking, oh, he's not here. And I would hear my mother's crying. As we heard, we read a description that Krishna faints when he's in the arms of Rukmini and Dwarka. Radharani is crying in Mahabhava and separation from Krishna. Radharani is lying on the ground at Uddhav Kyari in the forest and among the dark shade of the trees in the forest of Nandagram. She's crying. Why Nandagram? Because from Nandagram she can look up the Nandishwar Parvat From Uddhavacharya, she can look up and say, it's Krishna. And this Uddhavacharya is the place where they met Uddhav, the gopis, when he brought the message from Krishna. This was the last time they ever heard any news from Krishna, here in this place, Uddhavacharya, Nandagram. It was the Samachara Stan, the place of news. So they were just riveted to that place. They didn't go to Varsana Nandagram. And looking up, so when Radharani was crying and reaching that zenith of her Mahabhava, then Krishna, he was embracing Rukmini in the bedroom, lying intimately with Rukmini. He felt Radharani's crying. She's suffering so much. Dwarkadish fainted. Even though he's in the arms of his Rukmini, his heart and mind immediately. The same way, in Vatsalya Bhav, the love of a mother for her son, Mahaprabhu is in Puri, in Gambira. He's in Mahabhav, in Radha's Bhav. But he's in all the Bhavas. Madhurya Bhav includes all the Bhavas. He has Vatsalya Bhav and Sakya Bhav and Dasya Bhav. And he feels for every devotee's heart. He's not just, oh, I'm relishing Radha's Mahabhav, I'm Krishna in the mood of Radharani, I forget about my mother in Vatsalya Bhav, I forget about my friends in Sakya Bhav, I forget about my servants in Dasya Bhav. He never forgets any of his servants anywhere in any place, wherever they are. If we're thinking of Krishna, if we're thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we're making some offering, we're offering the holy name, we're offering some bhog, we're offering some reading or some obeisances or some prayer, and we're cryingly offering, we're actually crying, oh Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Koramore, Toma Bina Kedayalu, Jagat Samsari. Oh Mahaprabhu, without your Daya, Daya Chaitanya, without your mercy, I am stuck. Jagat Samsar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Dvaya Koramara. If you're not merciful to me, then I have no hope. I am stuck in the samsara. Jagat Samsara. The devotee sings in bhajan and he cries. And Mahaprabhu hears. And he comes. It's all right. Chant and dance. Take prasad. You'll be all right. So Mother Sachi is crying. She made her offering. She rang the bell. She put the tulsi. She sprinkled with Ganga water. She purified the dravya. She did all the necessary rites and rituals and nyas and everything. And now she's cleared the bhoga. Now she, at this point in time, ordinarily she would take the Vishnu Prasad from their temple room in Mahaprabhu Bhavan, then go into the dining room and feed her nimai. First the child, then the husband, then herself, or elderly people if they're there. And she last, the cook is last. And now she takes it, oh, it's a Priya, this is Priya Vyanjana Nimai. And she's crying in this, in the course of offering this service to Vishnu and Nimai, first Vishnu, now Nimai, she's remembering and crying, he can't be here to take it. These are his favorite spinach and favorite Porto, Lord Chaitanya's, and he's in the Gambira relishing Mahabhava. Huh? Oh? Because he feels the distress of someone else, wants to remove their distress. So Krishna feels the distress of his pure devotees, and he wants to relieve them from their distress. What's the proof of that? You ever heard the Tavasa story, Ambarish Tavasa Leela? Sadhanam Radiyam Mayam, Sadhanam Radiyam Tvam. Krishna says, sadhus are in my heart, I am in their heart. I don't know anyone else but them, and they don't know anyone else but me. Nait Kanto Bhagavatam, the story of Ambarish and Durvasa Muni. He went to Vishnu. Vishnu said, listen, Jack, it's like this. You put my devotee in distress, and now I'm in distress. Get out from here. My chakra's going to burn your tail. My chakra's going to burn your tail until you go down there and fall on his feet. And you take away his distress by begging forgiveness. So this shows and proves that if the devotee's in distress, Krishna's in distress. So Shashi's the greatest devotee in Vatsalya Bhava lore. Yashoda's the greatest devotee of Krishna in Vatsalya Bhava and Krishna Leela. She's crying, that's distress, she's unhappy. Oh, where's Manuhar? And he's in a whole other bhava. He's not in Purusha Bhava anymore when he's in Puri. He's identifying 100% as Radharani. No more as Nimai Pandit. No more as Shachinanda. I am Radharani. I'm Radharani. 100% Radha Bhav. No Purusha now. Prakriti Bhav. Sakhi Bhav. But okay, you know, that's like the reporter suit. Clark Kent, right? And you take it off and say, okay, now forget that. Now I'm in Vatsalya Bhav. And I've run all the way. I go immediately. And of course, my Vatsalya Bhav root. And that bhav, I present a new bhav. I don't go as Radharani to Mother Sashi. I go as Nimai. She's crying for Nimai. Okay, I'm Nimai. Because I'm eternally Nimai. And I'm eternally Chaitanya. And I'm eternally Gauranga. And I'm eternally Radharani. In different moods and forms and different lila stalas. So I go there. So what is the Adhyatmik Vichar, the lesson for us as Sadhaka is reading? This is the lila. Adhidaivika lila is between Shachi and his mother. And Srivas, who's hearing the narration. It's totally transcendental, and it's all about prema and bhav, alokik, a prakrita vastu. So we see it from a distant telescope. Well, I'm a little servant, and I have my Krishna, and I also wish I could cry for Krishna. Maybe he'll hear my cries, and maybe he'll understand the distress of my heart, and maybe Krishna will come to me, and maybe he'll hear my prayers, and maybe he'll come and eat my offering. It happens. It happened to Raghunandan Thakur, and it happened to this one and that one. While she was thus thinking and crying, I immediately went there with great haste and ate everything. Seeing a dish empty, she wiped away her tears. Oh. It's empty. Hare, what's happened? Then she began to wonder who had eaten all that food. Why is the plate empty? Who has eaten it? Could have. We have our shalagram, like every Brahmin must have a shalagram. But I also have a Balagopal deity, like every Grihastha Vaishnava. So she was thinking, who has eaten this food? I mean, it's a miracle. It doesn't make sense. I offer to my shalagram, every day I offer my shalagram, the plate. I offer a full plate, and I bring back a full plate. Now it's prasad, Vishnu prasad. Now today I offered, I brought it back, and it's empty? Who has eaten all this food? I offered to the Thakurji shalagram, and a full plate. I came back, it was empty. Who has done this? And I have my shalagram, I have my Balagopal. Perhaps my Balagopal has done it. And then she wondered, well, maybe, because she's in Brahm, it says in the verse, it says Brahm. She's Mother Shashi, she's thinking, well, maybe I didn't make any. Maybe I didn't even cook. Or maybe I cooked and forgot to put something on the plate. That happens when someone is absent-minded. There wasn't anything on the plate in the first place. And then she thought, well, maybe some animal, maybe some rat came in and ate it all in the temple room. Because they live in the country, there's so many rats in the country in Mayapur. Running here and there, or there's a fox or anything comes in, runs in and jumps inside. And then she thought, maybe perhaps I didn't put any food on the plate from the pots. So then she went in the kitchen, let me see. Let me look in the pots. Did I take anything out to make Thakurji's offering? Anavyanjana Purna Deki Sakala Bhajani Dekiya Shamshaya Haila Kichu Chamat Karamani. When Mother Shachi saw that the pots were still filled with rice and vegetables, there was definitely some doubt in her mind, and she was Chamatkar, astonished. Ishane Bolana Purna Stana le payala punarapi gopalake anasamapila. Hey mate jabe karena utamarandana mori kawayate kore utkantaya rodan. Tana premayani amai karaya bojan nantare manaya sukha bhayena iman. Ebi jaya dashamite hailariti. Tanha ke puchiya tanra karaya patiti. Hey teka kahite prabhu vivala haila Lokavidaya karite prabhu dharya dhanila. Mahaprabhu is speaking to Srivas Thakur. My mother Sachi was very perplexed and bewildered about this event. She cooked. She went in and made an offering, a full plate of bhoga to Thakurji. And she went in 20 minutes later. The plate was empty. She went to the kitchen to solve the riddle. And she saw the pots were still full. And she said, "Hey, Ishan! Ishan!" Who is Ishan? Ishan is her house servant. Lifelong house servant hired by her husband. When she got married, Ishan was also there. Before Nimaya, before Vishru. Lifetime servant, Ishan, great devotee, Ishan Thakur. And he said, "Please clean everything again." And then she offered another plate to Gopal. Srivas, whenever Mother Sachi prepares some good cooked food and wants to feed it to me, she cries in great anxiety. Utkantaya Rodan. Ram Leela, so I want to make special offerings for my Shalagram. I did make those very special delectable items. You remember that? And remember on that day that somehow the plate was empty? She said, "Yes, I was most bewildered and amazed. The plate was empty." You know what happened on that day? "No. Tell me. Your Nimai came from Puri and ate those offerings." "Huh? Really?" So we want to think of this on Vijayadashmi, which was just about a week ago. Vijayadashmi, then Ekadasi, then Purnima, now it's just a few days. So make her believe this, please. Srivas Thakur, you go there from Puri and give this message to my mother. Console her heart. Pacify her. She's feeling separation from me. She's cooking and I'm eating. Reassure her that. While describing all this, Mahaprabhu became a little bit overwhelmed. But just to finish bidding farewell to the devotees, he remained patient. This is a very beautiful story of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Vijayadashmi Leela. Why do we say it's Gauranga's Vijayadashmi Leela? Because when Gauranga was in Puri Leela, on the day of Vijayadashmi, he traveled invisibly from Puri to Mayapur to honor the offering of his mother, which his mother Sachi made on Vijayotsava to her Shalagram and Balagopal Devi and Mahaprabhu's house. This is the day that happened. Just like on Ashwin Purnima, is the full moon night of the Sharad season in which the Maharas dance takes place, which is about 4 days ago. So this is a very wonderful Leela. Now, this Leela, of course, it's a very powerful teaching to all of us. And what is the teaching? This is a real faith builder. This Leela is a big faith builder. Because all of us are aspiring devotees, and we eat what is called Krishna Prasad. We offer all of our bhog and food that we prepare with tulsi and rituals and all these mantras to Krishna, to our deity, to our picture of our Thakur, Ishta. And we have the faith and belief that Krishna comes and Radha comes and Guru comes and honors that bhoga and prasad, and we take the remnants known as prasad, Mahaprasad. So here's a proof positive of the very same phenomenon. Mother Sachi is a devotee. She's a Vishnu Bhakta. She's worshipping Shalagram. And she's worshipping Balagopal. And many of us in the audience are worshipping Shalagram, or worshipping Balagopal, or worshipping Giriraj and Gornitai. So as Mother Sachi was offering, and how was she offering? Is she offering like we offer? Do we offer the same way? When we offer the bhog, do we cry in separation from our Thakur and cry, "Oh Thakurji, oh Giriraj, please, I made such wonderful khichdi. Because that's all I know how to make. I made such wonderful rice and mung dal with no spices and no salt. And I hope, and it's really delectable. So please, I'm crying that you'll come and honor it." But she taught that if we make an offering like this, with such, we are so distressed over it, and so much crying and separation and hoping that the Lord will take her offering. Indeed, He will come, and He'll clean the plate, He'll clear the plate, and we'll swoon in the ecstasy of that realization, and at that point, of course, enter into a state of bhava and attain perfection in our devotional life and offering. Because as Lord Chaitanya said, it applies to Lord Chaitanya, it applies to Giri Govardhan, it applies to Gaurinitai and Radha and Krishna. I am obliged by her love. Krishna is obliged by love, controlled by love, moved by love. He's moved. I had to move. I was sitting here peacefully, Lita Mishaka, Ramananda Roy, and sort of Damodar, but my mother's crying for me. My devotee is crying for me. I'm in Goloka Vrindavan. My devotee's in Bombay. He's in Delhi. He's in Radhakund, Germany, anywhere. He's crying. He's ringing the bell, crying, Krishna, please come. At any rate, this story I want to share with all of you and me and us. Because eating is something we do quite a lot. And offering, I hope everything is also offered. And we should take encouragement and assurance from this story with Mother Sachi, that as Mother because on one level it's his mother, it's mother and a son. Another level it's God and his devotee. Mother Sachi is Krishna's devotee. So there's a mother. She is the mother of Lord Chaitanya, but she's a devotee, and she's showing, she's worshipping a deity, and we're worshipping deities, and we're trying to be devotees. So Lord Chaitanya comes, the Lord comes. So be assured. So internally, she feels happy and knows these things, but externally, she doesn't accept them. So we should also understand, internally, yes, I know, I'm sure, I am convinced in my Giridhari. Why? How are we convinced? How do we internally know? As Mother Yashoda internally knows. She says, Antare, antare manaye sukha, baye nahi mane. Antare, inside her man, her mind, she was sukha, she was very happy in her mind. Baye nahi mane. But externally, she could not accept it. The plate is empty. We may not have that extraordinary, astounding experience that we offer some bhog to our Thakurji and the plate empties. We can hope for that someday. And some pujaris around the world have had some different experiences of bites being taken out of fruits and things like that. But we've seen in the offerings of Rukmini Dwarkadish in 77, and we heard and also saw, sometimes were noticeable bite marks from the offerings of a fig, like a fig or something like this. So, okay, how it's happening, I don't know, but these things do happen. Anyone's, when you're tight and connected with puja work and temples and majoris around the world, then you'll hear so many phenomenal stories like that. Eyewitness accounts and story, deity, what we call deity stories. So this is a deity story. For us, Sachi Mata is a deity. For us, Gauranga is a deity. But the deity's, Gauranga's real and Sachi's real, so is a deity. And so she's making an offering, she's crying, she's so sincere and pure, and Krishna's coming, and he's eating, and internally she feels happy. So we devotees, we make offerings, and if we're sincere and pure in our offering, we internally feel happy after we make an offering. And when we honor that persona, we feel very joyful. And what do we say? Oh, I think Krishna has accepted my offering. And what's the proof of that? People come and they say, oh, it tastes so different. Your food tastes so different. That means it's mixed with Krishna's phala. Krishna's phala means his saliva, his spit, his saliva. He's eaten it. This is a fact. It is mixed with Krishna's saliva. I remember I told this story a few times. We lived in Baltimore as a temple president. It was like a handful of devotees. We regularly did programs at Gujarati's houses, Gujarati Vaishnavas. And they're good cooks. And their wives would make halwa and all these things. And then the men would come to the temple on the Sunday feast and they'd eat our halava, cooked by the Western devotees and offered to our Gauranitai, Nitai Gaurasundar deities. And then they would come to me privately without their wives, obviously. They'd say, Maharaj, what is the recipe? How do you make this halava? It looks the same halava that my wife makes, but it tastes so incredibly different. It's so wonderful. The taste is extraordinary. But they often confide in us that our food, our prasad, doesn't taste like your prasad. There's something different. It's the intensity, the surrender, the dedication, the purity. It all attracts Krishna's attention. And yayatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyam. As you surrender and love Krishna more and more, he surrenders and loves us more and more. So Sashimata is having such a wonderful experience. And all of us, we feel in our own ways some antare mane sukha. Externally, we don't know how. I don't know how I feel happy when I take prasad. Externally, I don't know. But I feel happy. And I don't know how it tastes so good later. But in my heart, I feel yes. And sometimes I feel more. Oh, I just look and make an offering because I've been making offerings for 20 years. Every day for this giridhari. You know, sometimes we cook and then we offer, we feel, I think Giras is going to like this. Really like it. The same thing, I mean, my chaturmasi is 12 months a year. The same thing practically every day. And then I sit down and I just look and I say, I feel, yes, Giras is, I feel happy without even eating it, honoring anything. Then we take that prasad, it's wonderful. It's a new life's experience, as Bhaktivinoda says. When I take the prasad, when I take the spinach offered to the Lord, it's a new life's experience. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.